Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
The audience is going to get bored with this me versus you stuff, and I know you love Cooper as well, but we're just going to back away from it slowly, walk out the door, turn around and step into Crystal Palace on Saturday. So,
yeah.
We're doing the best we can. We're a big club with brilliant fans and a beautiful history. And you can take our points, but you'll never take our freedom. You don't get the reference?
I do get the reference.
Oh, you didn't want to do it. We've got Duncan, who is a season ticket holder in E Block and was off to LA for the weekend in Newport Beach and asked if there was any suggestions. I put him in touch with Martin Kerr at Logan, California. He said he could do with, Martin said this, could do with connecting with some more Forest fans in Southern California. He met a one Notts lad a few years back and turned out to be a Notts County fan, would you believe it? And by the way, Duncan ended up in Malarkey's, an Irish pub, no less, to watch the Luton game. So he found a decent spot.
Brilliant, man.
We have Oklahoma Forest, NFFC Oklahoma. They are NFFC underscore OKLA. Follow them on Twitter there, or X as Matt always calls it, which it is called that now. But follow Oklahoma Forest or NFFC Oklahoma, new Forest fan group in Oklahoma, and we're going to get that person on soon. It's going to be brilliant. Right, Matt, should we get Oklahoma on?
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
What's that?
Oh, what a beautiful day.
What's that?
From Oklahoma, isn't it?
Oh, okay. We've got Palace, points deduction, loads of rubbish. Let's hammer it home.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest episode of Forest All Over. We haven't been around for a couple of weeks, and typically the world of Nottingham Forest has been around the sun about eight times before Chris and I have been able to get together and catch a breath. Where do we start, Chris? Because all we wanted to do was do a little bit catch up on the sort of past few months, bringing us into the last home straight. But
I don't know, there's just too much. I mean, we literally missed a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. We took a little bit of a break. In that time, we drew at Luton late. We lost 4 points to a deduction. We've appealed those 4 points. And there's rumours going around that Sarri was going to come in for feckin' Nuno. Like, as in, like, we were going to sack a manager. I mean, there's just...
Not
there's
amongst so all that. That's, like, really recent. That's barely, like... But what was the last game we played before we got our 4 points?
We drew 1-1 with Luton.
Right. Basically, broad painted strokes. Forest, would you agree? Irrespective of the reasons why, Forest have under-delivered for their boss, Mr. Marinakis.
Do you mean the players, the coaches? I mean, what do you mean as a collective? What do you mean?
Everyone that Mr. Marinakis employs, including players and coaches... We've wound up coming under par, right?
Yeah, but some of the people he employed, you know, that's down to him. Ultimately, the buck stops with the owner as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, see, the way you're... Like, obviously, yes, a lot of people have let down Mr. Marinakis, but, like, he's part of that too, no?
Well, I don't know. Let's take other lines of work, shall we, and apply the same logic.
Oh, here we go.
Well, shall we? Or should
I? Yes, no, we shall. You don't want to talk about the points deduction or any of that. You just want to talk about other lines of... Yeah, go ahead.
What do you mean talk about the points deduction? What do you want to talk about?
Well, we just appealed that. That's recent enough, right? So the points deduction has happened and we've appealed it. We can discuss that a little bit. We can discuss a little bit of the Luton game, although it's been gone, talked over, chewed over, other things have happened since. We can discuss the Palace game. Go ahead. I'll let you. I will humour you.
Well, I just wanted to just get your thoughts on this last leg. It's a nervy time and it's an exciting time and it's time to shine. But how many times have we said that this year?
Bloody cliches. Yeah, I mean, a million times we've said that. And then when we don't think we're going to shine, we end up shining and beating Villa, Newcastle and Man United. It's ridiculous.
Stop listing the same three results you can think of.
Chelsea.
It's been a disappointing season, Chris.
Well, sorry, what is it that you want me to say to you? No, seriously, what is it you want me to say to you? Yeah, it's been a disappointing season.
This idea that Forest can somehow pull it out of the bag against the big teams. Forest can shine when we're not expecting them. No, there's been a couple of good results, but by and large, Forest can't do very much this year. And it's time, I hope, as we keep saying, that is for some... I don't know how. I don't know how, because we've said
Will I just pack my bags then? Will we do that? I'll put my jersey, my Forest hoodie.
No, because that's the fun of football.
Then I'll pack my bags. I'll head off. I'll travel off. Distant future. We'll find ourselves somewhere in the championship. And I'll just head off. Is that what we'll do? We'll just pack up and go home. We'll empty the stadiums. What is it you're getting at, Matt? Because I don't really... Where are we going with this?
I just want us to get... Problem is we try and make a little point and we just can't even agree on where Forest are at to then get on to how we move forward.
I'll tell you where we're at, okay? We were outside of the relegation zone after our last game. And within a day, we were inside the relegation zone because of a -4. And a lot of people say, I'll take it, it's just -4. I'm glad we appealed, and I'll tell you why. Because it makes a massive difference. It's really obvious how big a difference it makes. It's affected the mentality of the team for the last 9 games because we've won 1 in 9 since we heard the news. So all of this is a massive part of where we are and where we're going. And we're going to see on Saturday where we can go when we play against Palace and whether this somehow gets put to bed a little bit and the players can lift themselves up and win 2 of their next 3 home games and hopefully get something away at Spurs. That's what we'll see. All right?
Yeah.
And I want to talk about something that's really sort of grinded my gears lately. I want to talk about why people think Forest should just lay down and take this. I've been talking to a lot of top 6 club fans, Liverpool fans, Man United fans, Arsenal fans. They're going, well, you did spend a lot. You did overspend. This is what happens when...
Oh, it's so annoying. It's so annoying. And the other one, just to add to your list, and then I'll let you carry on, but just don't leave about this bit that I keep hearing people miss out, is that Forest apparently voted for these rules. No, they didn't. The vote took place before they were promoted and allowed to partake in it.
I know.
That's a massive deal because that's what everyone's levelling at us.
I know this stuff was even taught. We've talked about this and everyone has it. People are probably bored. But I want to say this, right? It's really, really convenient. It's really, really convenient for Liverpool, Arsenal and Man United fans to complain about City only under these rules because you got rich before the structures were put in place. It's really convenient for you guys to complain about City because they're winning everything now. And then as soon as it lands on Forest, go, oh, well, Forest did it. They got what they deserve. Yeah, it's easy for you guys to spend $500 million on wages and we have to spend $100 million and can still be in breach. It's absolutely ridiculous. Leicester have now got dragged into it. Bournemouth have now got dragged into it. Everyone at the bottom is getting dragged into it because they're trying to compete. And I think it's incredibly, incredibly convenient. So don't comment on our club when you've not been through it, you hypocrites. And one last thing. They're all saying, well, you can be like the Brentford model or the Brighton model. What model are we talking about?
I can't wait to see Brighton crash and burn.
Brighton? No, hang on. Their ceiling is 8th and 7th and losing 4-0 away to Roma. That's their ceiling in their Library Stadium. And Brentford's ceiling is nearly getting relegated but staying up because 2 other teams got deductions and the other 3 are useless this season. So that's everyone's and selling Ivan Toney. Do we think that's fair? They have to sell their best player. That's how they have to stay within the balance of the books. That's what we all have to do now. Anyway, I'm going off in random tangents. People are probably bored of it, but I'm annoyed by this whole situation.
Do you agree, Chris, then with me that the balance in the debate is frustrating for... Do you know what I mean by that? This, like, we've been screwed. Forest are being painted to be these criminals, and yet they've come in 60 million quid or less than everyone else that's been spent up to there.
Technically, we might have stayed under the 105, I think, because we went 30 to 35.
We still have 10 million to spare.
Well, but like that's, again, they'll say, well, that's not the rules, you know, other championship clubs. And I'll go, which other championship clubs? Do you mean Fulham and Bournemouth, the ones that already had inbuilt Premier League squads from seasons when they were in the Premier League before? There's just too much, there's so much, and they hate this word, some of my friends, nuance to it.
They're talking about Brighton, the inflation that's happened since Brighton went up and they got themselves into the position they were in. It's so annoying. And you know what? I listened to the post-Forest Luton podcast on that Luton podcast. And I can't tell you, I was so like wanting to like
Luton,
them
the Luton
and be
fans.
Support. What?
You listen to the Luton fans on the Post Forest?
Yeah, yeah, which... their podcast.
What? Okay, that's a bit of a deep dive, switching over to the other fans, but I suppose loads of people do. Go on anyway.
They probably have more Forest fans listening to them than Luton fans, to be honest, mate, by the sounds of even themselves. They didn't realise they were admitting it because they kept talking to Forest fans because they get loads of comments from them. But okay. I sort of felt
like
for them. I thought, they're not... What?
Forest fans like you just popping in the window, just saying, hey, you're shit. Go on. Anyway.
Well, yeah, but they were talking about how whiny and moany we were. Oh, but all they were doing is whining and moaning about us and that game. And I was like, and they're so passive aggressive about it. And I've lost all sympathy for them. I want that club to go bust like Bury.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No one wants any club to actually go bust. We just
want
to see
I want Luton to go bust like Bury.
Oh, that is outrageous. That is outrageous. I don't want to see a club or a community club.
Why not?
Because I just don't. I want to see them get buried down the bottom of a like Blackpool.
You want to see them get buried?
Not not buried like Bury.
We both want them buried like Bury.
Oh God!
Of course, I'm joking. Before people get me done for hate speech.
How is it's not hate speech? They know you're messing. Kind of. You kind of secretly wouldn't mind it though. Weirdly, I can feel
it. It's just the way that they were really slating us, Forest fans. I was like, you know what? We have a right to moan at the minute. You little teacher's pets of the Premier League.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. And do you know what the worst thing about the whole thing was? And I'll round this up with this: is I was a bit annoyed. I'll be honest with you, because I've seen some literature online from Everton fans saying how we got off lighter than them. Okay, listen, your breach took a lot longer than ours. There was a lot more allowances than yours. There possibly is more coming your way. So I wouldn't go around investigating things too much with a magnifying glass like Inspector Gadget. Do you know what I mean? I would just sit back and relax. And I'm with Everton fans. I think Everton fans actually got punished badly. I don't like that. I don't like deductions to other teams around us. It ruins the sport. So we are with you. We're on the same
team. You'd love it if it was Man United, though. You'd love it if it was Man United.
Absolutely, yeah, I would. I would, but they breached FFP UEFA rules and got a slap on the wrist, and they keep telling me it's different. You shouldn't be breaching rules because you've loads of money. Anyway, let's move on.
Can I do one more little moan to everyone?
Yeah, go on.
It's the third thing is this idea that people have started levelling at us. That and Forest were one of the teams that didn't sign to pay the lower league clubs. It's like the reason is, it's not because, and they're saying, oh, we've forgotten where we came from. No, we damn well remember where we came from. No one's wanted to help Marinakis or Forest. No one's cared about them except for the fan base. And you know what? If it's all about donating to those with less money, then why are we not taking it off Liverpool, Chelsea, Man City and Man United? Why are you having a go at us for not giving cash away to the lower leagues?
Yeah, I know. Let's move on anyway, okay? We are going to talk about Crystal Palace in a little bit.
God, you caught me in a bad night. I'm not...
It's fine, we're grand. Listen, you've caught me in a bad night as well. We're both on a bad night. We're both coming back from the dead. But we will be hopefully back from the dead after next week and hopefully pick up at least one out of two wins. Jesus, I hope to God we win one of these games against Palace or Fulham. Listen, I have something to say. I know you didn't want to really talk about it, but I want to show you something because I haven't got the chance to show you, right, Matt? But do you remember there was a promise made after my stag do when we beat Arsenal and stayed up? I said I would get a tattoo. I haven't ever got tattoos. I don't like tattoos. On me, anyway. I don't mind them on other people. But I promised I would get a tattoo. And this was what the tattoo was supposed to look like. I'll show I won't show everyone. I'll show Matt. This was what it was supposed to look like. Just the tree without the stars and the name, just the tree with the waves, basically the Forest logo, and it was meant to be smaller than that.
Well, there's so many layers to this. It's taken so long to get it done, it's kind of lost its magic, but I'm glad it's sounding like it's gone wrong.
I know,
when you were supposed to get it done.
I asked for it to be smaller, but I should have asked for it to be smaller and
you
thinner.
You wanted 2 years to think about it.
Though. No, it was 1 year, less than 1 year, actually. And yeah, anyway.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, it's quite cool, mate.
Oh, well, you've got it cool. You're on my side. My mates have been slagging me off for all week.
But I'm giving you a shit sandwich. I'm giving you a shit sandwich. It's kind of cool. There's something odd about it.
What? Why? What's odd about it?
Nothing. It's really nice, mate.
You do, you absolute snake. There's something. Go on. Just bloody say
no,
it.
No, mate. It's cool as fuck. You got a forest tattoo. Is it the
wrong way around? It's not cool. Shut up. You know it's not
You got
cool.
a forest tattooed in black on your arm. It's class.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. My missus said to me, Karina, she said, I was going to hate it, but now I like it for three reasons. One, because you were in pain when it happened. It was really painful. It's the inside of the arm. Two, your mates all slagged you off. And three, because it's far too big and you know it. And that's the only reason she likes it.
The good news is modern technology, you can get them reshaped.
I'm not going to get... I've just got the tattoo and it's a forest crest. I'm not going to take it off.
I don't know, mate. It's you. I actually don't think it's inauthentic. It's very you.
Yeah, well, right. Let's march on, okay? So...
You could probably get Steve Cooper tattooed across your back.
Okay, so you're making fun of me for still being in love with Steve Cooper. I stand by the fact that I love the guy, and I stand by the fact that he's done... Yeah, I think he did a brilliant job for us. I think he did, and we can move on from that. All right? So, Palace on Saturday. I'm going to say this with a little bit of trepidation, but we haven't lost a game in the Premier League against Palace yet. We beat them in their first game against them at home. Wilfred Zaha missed a penalty, hit the post.
Both teams are completely unrecognisable, mate. Let's not compare to the last
game. Hang on, just stop. We drew with them at the end of last season, and then this season we drew with them nil all away from home. So it was actually a decent point. But I feel like they're one of the teams we tend to do okay against. But that you're right, it doesn't mean anything. It's a lot has happened since then.
There's an awful lot more at stake, for example, for Forest this time. There's a lot more to lose, I'd argue.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely is a lot more at stake. I would agree.
I mean, would you say that?
Yeah, I mean, they're 100%.
Especially since the first game this season at theirs. I mean, we almost...
I'll be honest with you, Matt. My biggest worry about this weekend, dare I say it, is a lot of the material and content I've heard has been geared around, right, how do we get ourselves back on track? And it's always looking at these next three home games, Palace, Fulham, and then Wolves after Spurs away. I'm concerned that if we end up losing, the fans will just not give up, but they'll sort of be, oh, wait a second, we've lost that first game out of the three that we should get something from.
Yes,
do you know what I mean?
Like, right.
That's my concern, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I've got two things to point out here. Like, that is a concern because I'll go into the first thing I was going to say in a second because I meant to bring up on this podcast. But with what you've just said in mind, wouldn't it be funny if we can't win another game all season and neither can Luton? And then we get 2 points back and we survive having lost all our... We both lose all our remaining games, but we get our 2 points back and stay up.
Is that your red hot take?
It's not, no. I'm just saying, can you imagine if that... Think how drab a fucking season that would be if that was our reality.
I take it if we stay up. I take whatever.
Oh, God, I mean...
No, I would. That's the way I live my life.
But what I wanted to think about is, like, we've got 9 games left, right? Have Luton got 9 left?
Yeah. Yep, they spunked their game in hand. Remember, they lost to Bournemouth after beating 3-0 up.
Oh, yeah, and we haven't spunked any games this season.
Right, well, just relax, okay? I understand, but, like, isn't it, what are you,
listen,
you getting?
If,
go on.
If we just had to play Luton 9 more times, so it's Forest and Luton have 9 more games and all of them are against each other, alternating which ground, who would win more?
But who gets more home games? Because there's 9 games, it's 5-4.
Yeah, 4 each at home and 1 at Wembley.
I knew you were going to say Wembley. Listen, if you're telling me that we had 9 games against Luton, 1 was at Wembley, 4 in each ground, yeah, I'd back us. Because I think we do have the quality. Now, I'm not saying, like, I do think that, like, our players are, you know, not gelled together well. I do think that we're missing a lot.
What?
I do believe in terms of the
keep saying we're missing players because every time I come back, they know you.
I'm not talking about missing players as in injuries. I'm talking about missing players as in we are missing quality players in certain positions, all right? Key areas. I personally think that although that may be true, the gulf between us and the bottom three teams, I know we're in the bottom three right now, but I mean Luton, Burnley and Sheffield United, the ones that came up, the gulf between our squad and them is pretty big. I think that we would outdo them for the most part, yeah. And I think in both games we played them this season under two different managers, we've outdone them for most parts of the game and they've got reasonably lucky at the end of both games. Would you agree?
I'd say they tried harder for longer in both games than actually... They often look like a far more capable team of penetrating our lines.
Aren't we meant to be talking about Palace?
We are, but I'm trying to imagine if we lose it, what it will be like. Now let's imagine if we win it.
Against Palace.
Yeah, which I think we'll do. I think Forest just...
So now you think we're going to win, but you're worried that we might lose, like anyone.
No, we're doing a podcast, so I'm discussing ideas.
I know we're doing a podcast. I'm the one that called you up and got you in this time.
That. I'm saying, come on. What?
Nothing.
I can't imagine us winning, but I'm going to force myself to do so. I hope that the celebrations aren't too excessive. We need to go and win 2 or 3 on the bounce now. Minimum.
2 or 3 on the bounce? Are you sure about that?
Do we really give or take the odd point? I think we
could take 4 points from the next 2 games and be really happy with that. Like a draw and a win at home. I'm going to Spurs knowing that we might lose away. I think we could do that. And I'd be really, really happy with that, if I'm honest with you. 4 points out of the next 2 games, I'd be delighted. You're not expecting us to win Palace, Fulham, maybe draw away at Spurs, beat Wolves then, are you?
I'd love to beat Fulham 5-0. I wouldn't put it past us, you know.
Well, I mean, we haven't got the best record against Fulham. They've beaten us 3 times in the last 18 months, so it's not been great. Anyway, look, Pat, this weekend, provided there's no injury concerns, obviously we know Taiwo was out. Chris Wood, we're hoping we'll be back. We don't know yet. I don't know.
Is this the end of Taiwo at Forest, mate?
Is this the end of Taiwo, our best striker we've had in a long time at Forest?
People talk about him going in the summer. Do you feel like it's over for him at Forest?
No, I don't feel like it's over for him at Forest. I feel like other people who come in for him will take his injury, his injuries into account that he's had the last couple of years, which have had him miss large chunks of the season. I think he's really important to us, and I think if we stay up, we definitely keep him. We just need to manage and balance out some of his injury stuff. Look at Callum Wilson at Newcastle. He was relatively injury prone, I think. They bring in Isak and then they balance them out between them. Now Isak's a little bit injury prone, but that's sort of what we have to do. We have to dovetail strikers, and Chris Wood has been helping with that, but obviously Chris Wood's getting on a little bit and now he's having his injury concerns, so we just need that one more striker to come in and dovetail with Taiwo. No, I don't think it's over for him. All right. In fact, I think he's just getting started, because when he gets the back end of a season like last year, he absolutely smashes it. So I'm hoping he does so. Right. This weekend, let's get back to it. Chris Wood, what team are you playing this weekend? You give me your rundown of your team. Give me your team, start to finish, back to front. Don't take ages describing and explaining it to me. I just want you to go goalkeeper, centre backs, right back, left back, midfielders in the pocket 2, 3 across the middle front, and then the 1 at the top. We're playing that formation. Do it.
Matt Sells.
Yep.
Nico Williams.
Yep.
Aina, assuming he's better.
Yep, I'm with you on that. Ola Aina as well, because Palace have a bit of pace. Yep.
And then in the middle, I'd go Murillo, and I would go back to Omar Vahmidelli. Middle 2, I have to agree with a lot of the... we have to go with Ryan Yates, don't we? You know what? Sangare's got to hit form. I'm sticking Sangare in. I'm sticking him in with Dominguez.
Okay, massive U-turn there.
And if the iceberg
like a Titanic, and down we go.
No. And if they don't shine, that's them done. Well, it's Sangare done for the season for me.
Sorry. So if Sangare doesn't shine in this one game this weekend against Crystal Palace, you're done.
No, it's not the one game.
No, but yeah, but is this where we're going with this? Like, is this what we're...
Yes, because you can't keep risking it. We can't keep waiting.
But what do you mean done? Do you mean he doesn't play again? Do you mean he just becomes a squad player? What do you mean done?
I don't care. We've got to stay up and then we address that conversation later in the summer.
No, but I'm talking about he plays against Palace, doesn't play well. Does he play against Fulham? Does he go on the bench against Fulham? What happens in the game just soon after that? Come on.
For the listeners, listen, I'm pointing Sangare. You told me to be quick. I'm saying Sangare and Dominguez. And I'm going Hudson-Odoi, Alanga, Gibbs White.
Yep.
And Chris Wood. I mean.
Yeah, and if Chris Wood's not there, are you playing Origi? And then Gibbs White kind of as a false nine? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'll put Origi up front.
Okay, fair enough.
He's qualified and he's done it in the past. It's just, again, a bit like Sangare. But well and good is going, oh, he's quite good with the ball at the feet. Nuno clearly trusts him. He's not doing the business.
Okay. Right, well, let me put it this way. My team is the exact same team as yours. Probably for the first time ever. Sells, Omar Vahmidelli, Murillo, left back, Aina, right back, Williams, Sangare, and Dominguez in the middle, and then the front 3, Elanga, Gibbs White, Hudson-Odoi up top, Chris Wood, and if he's not fit, Origi as well. So you were not million miles away from each other all the time. I know you believe sometimes that we're not on the same page, but we kind of are with this one, and I would do that. And I don't know, give me a score prediction, right? Give me a score prediction. Go for it.
3-1 Forest.
Goal scorers?
Sangare.
Yep, take your time. I hate the way you build it up.
Sangare. And then I'll say Chris Wood.
Okay. And anyone else? That's two, because you had three goals.
And we get a Callum Hudson-Odoi.
Oh, I'd love a Callum Hudson-Odoi goal. That'd be
brilliant. And I think that someone like Anderson scores for Palace.
Anderson scores for Palace. Know? Okay, yeah. Well, actually, should I do a score prediction, or do you care? Do you care what I think?
Yeah, everyone else cares.
Okay, well, that's very kind of you, Matt. Thank you very much. I'm going to go with 2-1 Forest. And it's going to look like we've thrown it away, just like the Man United game when Turner gave the ball away and Garnacho passed it to Rashford. Rashford scored, and then we went down the other end and Gibbs White scored. And the goal scorers are going to be the exact same goal scorers as the Man United game. Dominguez and Morgan Gibbs White. How about that? Welcome to the Review Corner. Really short one this week. Really short one. But this one is from Kay, who said she had an actual chortle when Chris told Matt he was being condescending. I have to say, my views side with Chris on the PSR mess. I trusted the club to have a handle on it, the signings and the spending, etc., and they didn't. So now it's made it an even messier season, even more messy. Now, to be fair, I think Kay, to be fair, is in the same boat as me when she agrees that the Premier League are an absolute joke for the way they've handled the rules and everything. But we still, I suppose what she's saying there, she saw it with me in the last episode where I was asking you questions as to who messed up in the club, because someone obviously did. Someone obviously overlooked stuff, right? And yeah. Anyway, that's our one little review corner, if there ever is one.
Yeah, it's really nice to have people interacting and getting involved. I love how we get. I listen to other podcasts and they can't read all of them out. There's so many. You always have like one.
Do you want to know what the truth is, Matt? I'm incredibly disorganized. A lot of people write a lot of things over the course of the last 2 weeks, and I haven't really looked them up. I found that one in my little album that
you shouldn't say that, because people go, great, well, what's the point of me bothering
no
them?
because sometimes I do read them out, and sometimes
yeah,
I do.
I'm just
get
having
them.
The backs of our listeners now, because you can't say that stuff live.
Well, why don't you have the backs of me, because you don't do any of this anyway.
Have the backs of you.
Oh, I don't know. Right, so look, we'll probably come back for a pre-Fulham podcast, most likely. Whether you'll be here or not, I don't know. You just about made it tonight. Okay. Yeah. I know you're very tired, Matt, and I know we've had a lot going on, but we had to do a pre-Palace. We had to get to it, right? Is there anything you want to talk about? Do you want to dish over the Luton game? Probably not.
No, we don't want to talk about the Luton game. I was just thinking, overall, where have we come? And as we got to it, I was like, it's just been disappointing, Chris. I'm really gutted, and I feel for Marinakis. I think that these players,
for the fans and for the coaches,
I feel
the players
for the fans
as well.
Massively. Right. I feel like I huh?
No, I said Royce. Go on.
I don't know why I can't get on board with what, like, this weird balance that Marinakis has done anything wrong. I mean, people talk about the amount of players. Yet again, it's like so many of them were free or of good price. We got three broken legs in the first year. Two of them before the season started.
I understand. I think everyone's with you, and I think both can be
no,
true.
No, they're not, because they'll sit there and go, well, Forrest
no,
Williams,
no, no,
they did
no,
sign
no.
40 players. Yeah.
No, but that's other fans. I think Forest fans
no,
generally have a balance point. No, hang on,
Forest
just let me speak for a second. I don't give a shit what you listen to. I don't care. I actually don't care what you listen to. Listen to me right now. Most Forest fans have the most balanced point of view. And of course, we are outraged by the Premier League. And I think it's an absolute joke and a disgrace. And I've talked about it over and over again. But both things can be true. There can be have been an oversight. And there can also have been an oversight within the club. And there can also be rules that are ridiculous with ridiculous timelines and matters.
Okay, this oversight business, Chris. This oversight is...
But there was an oversight, because we
yes,
we
of
made
course there was. Because that's what happens when people run football clubs at this level. You're going to always have oversights with every owner. Thank God you've got one of your club that wants to be ambitious. It's full stop. There's going to be oversights.
Yeah, but I'm not necessarily... Matt, it's not necessarily digging out the owner. There was people within the club who made mistakes for the owner as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the... Like, anyway, I can't do this. We did this last week. We did this last week.
But I'm asking you, because there'll be people listening that agree with me. Sure, maybe not.
They already did. But... No, but I don't disagree with you. I agree with you. Like, focus
you don't, because my point is quite hard line. I'm quite binary about this. Like, people shouldn't be any noise about, oh, Forest have broke the rules, or even you going, there has been an oversight. It's just irrelevant. You're giving the other side airtime and oxygen. We're being completely unfairly treated.
And for the most part, for the most part, on every single podcast, all I've spoke about and all I ever talk about is how ridiculous these rules are and how inflation and all the other... am I not allowed? Am I not allowed to say that there might have been some mistakes within the club as well, or will I just say nothing?
Yeah,
you can
say that about every single club, every single point in their lifetimes. Like it's a moot point. There are some oversights in this business. Well, yeah, because nothing is perfect.
Okay.
And rules are supposed to be...
Okay, rules are supposed to be broken or whatever. I don't care.
No, perfect. But, no, rules are supposed to be perfect. Well, rules like these are supposed to be broken.
Well, it looks like they're not perfect because obviously Everton have appealed and got four back and Forest are now appealing these and, you know, obviously...
That's what I'm saying. Rules these rules aren't perfect, but they're supposed to be perfect.
Okay.
Because they're rules. The rules of the football...
Matt... I'm not going to talk about this anymore. It's like we've got a Palace game at the weekend. We've got to change the narrative here. We've got to mix things up. We went from the start with you not wanting to talk about this to you then jumping all over it.
No, I'm just being off. I'm just responding with where we're at. You're talking about the Palace game. We've given our predictions.
Okay.
This is the problem with where we're at. It's like Forest are in. You know when you're in debt and you can't get a break. You can't get the cash flow up. You can't find the money. You can't get your money in.
Yeah.
Forest are that. Well, Forest fans are that. It's like there isn't time to think or enjoy anything else.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me ask you a quick question because time's running out because I can see the TikTok in time here. I'm not going to send another Zoom code out to you, right? Let me ask you another question, right? How many points do Forest need, in your opinion, to stay up? How many do they need? We're at 21 now. We were 25. We're close to the tipping point. How many do we need?
We sort of need 9, 10 more, don't we?
I think we need more than that, if I'm honest with you. I think Luton will get a couple of sneaky results here or there, even though they've got on paper and a bad run in. I think Forest need, I ridiculously think we need about 35 points. I do. I think we need 14 more points. And you're going to ask me where we're getting them from, but I do believe if we can win
more than 50% of the points we've got already.
But if hang on. If we
need to admit it, we're going down.
Between more than
15,
but no, we're not going down. We're 1 point behind Luton in a straight shootout. We should take them out. But what I will say to you is this: I personally believe that if we win two of the next four games, that's Palace at home, Fulham at home, Spurs away, Wolves at home. If we win two of those next four, we will affect the mentality of Luton. They'll be like, these won't go away. They just won't go away. And I think we will stay up. That's what
I believe. It's all about taking the first blow.
Yeah, well, let's take the first blow this Saturday and beat Palace. I'm going to sound out. Follow us at Forest All Over on Instagram or at NFFC All Over on Twitter. Alternatively, go to forestallover.com. Matt, thank you for joining for this comeback sort of lazy late night podcast of ours.
Back from the dead. Although I do look and feel a bit dead. Guys, we will return to normal format soon. I do apologise. I'm a freelancer, as is Chris, I think. Are you still a freelancer? Maybe you're not,
actually. Really?
I'm still a freelancer, and it's particularly I'm very grateful for the work, but my God, I need to get to the middle of next month before I really can think about anything else. So thanks for putting up with us.
Okay, Matt, that's it. We got to go. It's less than 1 minute left. See you later. Well done.
Podcast Network.